This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Amy Cotton on the line. She's with Christian Aid Mission. We're going to be talking about their Christmas catalog and some of the needs highlighted there, because as we're speaking today, Amy, it's right on the heels of Giving Tuesday, and most people have come to know that as like the day to support a nonprofit, support your favorite charity. But really, the needs are year round. And so we're going to expand that focus to really the month of December and thinking about Christmas in particular. Could you highlight some of the, some of the projects or some of the needs that you guys have put in this year's Christmas catalog?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Katie. This Christmas, we have got a Christmas catalog. We've done this for the last several years, and it's an opportunity to make a significant difference in the life of an Indigenous missionary and those who need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. And it's really with a simple, practical gift. We have, for as simple as $5, you can provide a Bible to a new believer in their native language. And for $20, you can provide coats, hats, gloves, shoes to refugees in Syria, those that are impoverished as winter approaches. There are 12 different items to choose from, and some of those items include rebuilding churches in Nepal following the April earthquake, digging wells in Nigeria to provide fresh water, safe water, and protection. And there they have so many waterborne illnesses like cholera and typhoid. Helping toward a well is makes a difference for an entire community. And so many of these communities don't have a witness for Jesus Christ. So these gifts enable these Indigenous missionaries to take them to people who have not yet heard the name of Jesus Christ and be able to share his love and meet a practical need. And it's amazing how open people are when they see that they are cared for, they are genuinely loved, that someone is going out of their way to provide a gift for them. They are so open to hearing the gospel, and they want to know about this Jesus. They want to know, you know, why you're helping me, you know, what you have. And the Indigenous missionaries are so quick to share, you know, it's because of Christ's love in me, what he's done for me, that I am helping you. So folks can give. Like I said, there are 12 different items to choose from, and 100% of the gifts will go to that project designated. And individuals can also give a gift in honor or in memory of a loved one. And we at Christian Aid Mission will notify the honoree or the family member by mail that a gift was made in their honor.
It's one of the cool things about the Christmas catalog is just, you know, we get kind of sentimental at holiday season, and especially when those loved ones can't be with us. And what better way to pass on their legacy than through a gift like this? I guess these 12 projects you're talking about, why were these ones chosen? I mean, you guys work with Indigenous missionaries all around the world. Why were these 12 chosen?
Well, most of these are things that we... the ministries share that they're in need of year-round, so they're continuous needs. And a lot of times there are things that people don't really think about, like a sewing machine. A sewing machine in India or Sri Lanka or Nepal can help a woman learn a vocational trade and help her escape human trafficking and start a life for herself, or perhaps a mother with children, help her to make a living. Motorbikes, bicycles, and in so many of the regions, there are no roads. There are just paths, and so you can only get to villages that are very remote with a bicycle or with a motorbike. And so these simple needs that, you know, we don't think much about. I mean, you can go, you know, to Walmart and buy a bike for $100. But here, this enables a gospel worker to carry the Bible and preach and reach these remote villages. Boats are another thing. you know, just simple transportation to share the gospel. Also, there are things like farm animals. Livestock and dairy animals are a major source of income for most people in developing countries. Goats bring milk. Sheep provide wool and meat. Raising chickens and ducks means the family has food, and then they're able to sell the excess and be able to make a living. And so there are so many different opportunities. Whales are another one of the very practical and very needy things, especially in Africa. Across the Sahara, there are so many areas where people have to travel hours to get fresh, clean water. And so so gifts are both life-giving and life-saving. And a well can support an entire village and open the door to really share Christ and share how he is the living water.
And I know refugees are top of mind for many of our listeners. Could you explain which ones of these projects go to help the refugees? I know you mentioned clothing, and there's a couple, you know, providing warmth for a family, and I believe there's one for the children. Could you kind of highlight a couple of those?
Sure. For $20, we have provisions for needy children, and that includes giving shoes, clothes, coats, hats, gloves. You know, so many of them don't have shoes, and it's winter there. It's snowing there. So as you can imagine, being able to provide these very needed things when people are in refugee camps or they're displaced and they're just kind of out in the open in a makeshift shelter or tent is huge. And again, it just opens the door to share the gospel. Also, providing blankets, heaters, hot water bottles, simple, tangible ways to share Christ's love with the needy. And, you know, just basic needs for food and those type of things are really needed for these Syrian refugees that are displaced all over the Middle East and into Europe.
And you guys are in contact with your indigenous partners on a regular basis. Are there any stories of impact, or let's say from last year's Christmas catalog, any stories of changed lives or things that, you know, really stand out in your mind that come as a result of gifts given through this?
I think last year, giving there was a lot of support for Syrian refugees and displaced, those internally displaced within Syria, and hearing the stories of people just saying thank you and just being so open to Christ and coming to Christ, looking for that hope, for that salvation, and just hearing how relationships were developed, how people just need to share their stories. They've been through so much, having to give up their home, their job, and flee with their family. How these indigenous missionaries are just able to come alongside them and say, "We care about you. We want to hear your story. We don't just want to provide a need. We care about you." And so, making multiple visits on a regular basis. You know, meeting needs and bringing supplies, I think were the most touching, because, you know, you saw so many people coming to Christ and so many people wanting to share Christ as a result of that. Was just very exciting to hear about.
That wraps up all my questions for now. We're going to connect our listeners on the website to the gift catalog so they can, you know, take action there. But was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to highlight?
Well, folks can go to christianaid.org/Christmas and look through. And like I said, there are 12 different items that they can choose from, 12 different projects. And gifts can be made in memory or in honor of a loved one. And so this Christmas, you know, we can really touch someone's life on the other side of the world and make a difference. So thank you, Katie, for this opportunity to share this this great way to give.
Amen. And thank you for speaking with us about it, because it is just a simple, easy way to make an eternal difference. And I'll remind our listeners, I've been speaking with Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission about their this year's Christmas catalog and why it's important for you to get involved, because these gifts aren't just, you know, making an impact for this Christmas. They are changing people's lives, both in the temporary sense and the eternal sense. Amy, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thank you, Katie.